And let's discuss the very relevant topic for tonight and the next week or so. I've been asked a number of shailas related to this about sending holiday gifts, receiving holiday gifts, also about wishing a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry Xmas. Can you say Yash Kazem? Can you not say all those different things? So we're going to focus on giving and receiving holiday gifts, but hopefully at the end we'll touch upon the other shailas that do come up. And it's really based on the first mission of Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about that Lifnei Ideihem, before the Yom Tovim, if you will, of the Ovdei Chachamim, before the Goyisha, not really an essay Goyisha, but really the idol worshippers, their Yom Tovim, 3 days prior to that, it's already usher to do any business with them. Usher lases, for lases imaim, you can't do business, you can't lend them, you can't borrow from them. Any form of business is going to be prohibited for the 3 days prior, including, of course, their holiday itself. There's an interesting opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you're allowed to collect from them because by collecting money, they're going to be upset. They're going to be bitsar. That would be permitted. But then the response is that no, even though they might be upset right now that they're paying their debt, they'll be happy in the end that they have no debt left. So they would end up being a simcha. And therefore, even collecting money from them would be a problem for the 3 days prior and the holiday itself. So what it does qualify as a chag, a goyisha chag? So the Mishnah on Chesamun Aleph and Avodah Zarah, again, lists a number of them. None of them mean much to us, but the names are Kalanda, Visat, I'm definitely mispronouncing them, Sachanura, Kartisim, Yom Gnusa Shamlachim, Yom Haleda, their birthdays of the kings they made a celebration, the Yom HaMisa, their Yartites, if you will. These are a list of some examples that were considered a chag, a goyisha chag, that one's not allowed to do business 3 days prior. So the Rambam says these Yom Tovim, these Chagim that are mentioned here, were well-known Yom Tovs of the Christians. And he goes on to explain that it's not only the Christian holidays, it happens to be any non-Jewish holiday would be included, but the examples they were given that were so relevant in the times of the Gemara were the ones listed. Be'ena Hanami, any other Goyisha holiday would be included in this Isser as well, as long as they're a type of religion that worships Avodah Zarah. If they're a religion that doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, that wouldn't be subject to this Isser. And here we see that the Rambam assumes that Christians were in fact Ovdei Avodah Zarah. There's a big debate in the Rishonim. The Rambam's of the opinion that they do qualify as Ovdei Avodah Zarah based on this Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. So therefore, it would be usher to do any business with Christians, according to the Rambam, 3 days prior and the Yom Tov itself, Christmas, New Year's, and the like. One would raise a question, what about Thanksgiving? Is Thanksgiving, does that qualify as a Yom Tov? Could you not do business? Could you not go to Black Friday? Black Friday is already afterwards, that'd be permitted. But any of the weeks, now they start already earlier, all the Thanksgiving deals are earlier. Could you not do any business? Could you not buy and sell the week before Thanksgiving? Does Thanksgiving qualify as a Christian holiday? So for the most likely, it's not. It's an American holiday, not really a Christian holiday. But Halloween is more problematic. Halloween does have basis, at least in Europe, they view it as a Christian holiday, as a Goyish holiday. In America, I'm not so sure if that's the case. They celebrated because this was the Minig Avosenu, as we see, that they kept such a custom. But to my understanding, there's a distinction between Halloween in Europe versus Halloween in America. I don't know that much about it. But there's a question whether you could do these halachas, whether they do apply Halloween time.
Wouldn't it make sense if you're going to take it it's just about giving presents on Hanukkah, period? If that,
Well, presents to Jews would not be a violation. That'd be an issue of chukas akum. If we're taking their idea of present and applying to us, that'd be chukas akum. But giving gifts to goyim around their holiday times, that would be a different issur than Hanukkah gifts. So what's the reason behind the issur? Why is it usur to give gifts? Why is it usur to do business with goyim these times of the year? So the Gemara itself has this chakir, and it says, is it because mishum harvacha? Harvacha means the fact that the goy got the extra money from the Jew, they're going to go ahead and thank their gods even more. It's going to give them a greater hakar satov to their avodah zarah, and therefore you're creating a greater hodah. Or is it because it's an isser of lifnei iver? One of the shiva mitzvah b'nei noach that the goyim have to keep is they can't worship avodah zarah. So by you giving them an animal, you giving them money to worship their avodah zarah, that's lifnei iver. You're putting a stumbling block in front of them, allowing them, helping them in performing avodah zarah. And the way the Gemara concludes is that we assume it's because it caused them to thank their gods even more. Mishum harvacha, by you giving them money, they're going to thank their God. I received this extra business, I received this extra gift, I'm going to thank my God even more. And that's the isser behind it, why you can't do business on the day of their holiday. Now, what about the 3 days prior? The 3 days prior, what's the reason why you can't already go 3 days earlier? So the Ron says, because already any business they do, the 3 days prior, they're going to attribute to their God, and they're going to think more. If it's 4 days or more before him, they're not going to think about it. But if it's 3 days leading up to their holiday, they're going to thank their God for the extra business, the extra gift that they got, if it's 3 days, within the 3 days of their actual holiday.
I didn't really get to this, but those reasons are obviously not practical.
Exactly. We're going to get how that relates to nowadays. Now, there is a fascinating understanding, explanation of the 3 days that's found in a sefer of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger wrote a number of svarim. It's possible, it's hard to really know, but it's possible that he wrote the most svarim in Jewish history. You have to forget what exactly qualifies as a sefer. But he was very, very well-known, and he wrote, I think, over 100 svarim, if not more. And he has a fascinating sefer on Avodah Zarah in the Psicha. He has an interesting description, what he calls Divrei Agada, of why it's also the 3 days prior to do any business. It's not because the Ran said. The Ran was a very practical approach that's going to cause the Goy to thank their God more. But he says because the Tumah that exists on the Yom Tif of the Goyim, is already goes back 3 days prior. That Tumah is already in the air 3 days prior. And therefore, you have to separate as much as possible from their Tumah. From their filth, from their avodah zarah, you have to separate. Not because it's going to cause them to think anymore, but rather because you have to stay far, far away from their tumah. Now he admits this is only a divrei agada, but nonetheless it's an interesting idea, and I think it's going to be very, very applicable to the end of the sugya, how we understand our practice bizman hazeh. But there is seemingly a distinction between the holiday gifts on the actual holiday versus the 3 days prior. Because there's a nafkamina. Let's say a person were to do business on the holiday itself and the 3 days prior. Is that business usher? Could he not get hanah from any business he did? So Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you did business on the actual holiday, that hanah is usher. You cannot get hanah from any business you did with this guy on his holiday. But if a person had done business the 3 days prior leading up to the chag, one would be allowed b'dievet to get hanah from any business he had done. So what's considered business? So business is, the Mishnah said, buying, selling, lending, borrowing. That's all examples of business that's asur. But what about a matana? The Mishnah never makes any mention of giving something or receiving something. That's not quite business. Is that going to be included in the asur? So the Gemara brings, that rather the post can bring a number of different Gemaras that seem to indicate pretty clearly that matana would be included in such an asur. So there's one Gemara that appears in Samech Dalam and Beis, going on to Samech Hei, that Rav Yehuda had sent to Kurvana, he sent a Kurban, he sent the carbon, a gift, perhaps the carbon itself, to Avad Rina. Avad Rina, Rashi says, is a name of a Oved Kochavim. Anyone doing Daf Yomi, I think on today, gave an example of Shemus Muvakim. There are certain examples of names that are exclusively used by Goyim. I believe this was mentioned as one of the names here. A well-known Goyisha name, B'Yom Edom. So Rav Yehuda sent this Goy a gift on the day of his holiday. So Amar, they said to him, how could you possibly do this? How could you send gifts? So he responds back, Yodana Bey, I'm familiar with this particular guy, Dilo Palach Lavodas Chachavim. He does not worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's permitted. So this gets to your point. If you know that they're not worshiping Avodah Zarah, seemingly this would be okay. But the underlying assumption here is there was a difficulty. He was not allowed to send the matan in the first place. It was only because he had a particular heter that he wasn't really Oved Avodah Zarah is permitted. But had not been for that, had he been a real Oved Avodah Zarah, it would be usher to send gifts, to send holiday gifts to Goyim. There's another Gemara here in Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, which describes a particular Goy that sent some money to Rav Yehuda. This time Rav Yehuda received the holiday gift on the day of the Goyisha holiday. So Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda at that time, he was sitting there, and he says to Rav Yehuda, how could you accept such a gift? He said, he's going to take it now, and he's going to go thank his God even more. The fact that you accepted this gift from him, he's going to be so elated, he's going to go ahead and thank his God. So he says, if I don't take it, he's going to be very upset at me. That's going to be a problem of Ava. It's going to create a tremendous amount of animosity. And it's going to be issues of Darchei Shalom, and we want to get along with the Goyim. We don't need to be best friends with them, but we have to have some level of peace with them. If I don't take it, he's going to be very upset. So he says, why don't you just take it and throw it in a boar in front of his face? So he says, Tol Vizark, also Labor Befanov. Says, what are you crazy? That's going to Kol Shekein to Havilei Eva. It's going to be even more Eva if he gives me a gift and I take that gift and I throw it into the pit. It's going to create even more animosity. So Reish Lakish says, no, Rabbi Huda, what you should have done was, kila achayad hu de kamina, meaning accidentally drop in a pit. You didn't see the pit was there. You didn't see the drain was there. You didn't see the sewers was there. You accidentally dropped into the sewers. That was a mistake. Whoops, thanks for the gift. But this way it wouldn't be Eva, because you accepted it, but it wouldn't cause any problems because you accidentally only threw it in the sewers. So we see that included in the Isser of doing business with the Goyim, the Oved Avodah Zarah during the 3 days, and the holiday itself includes giving gifts and receiving gifts as well. So if that's the case, yeah.
Receiving being a problem.
Because
in other words, if we're saying giving because they'll attribute it to their Avodah Zarah, mm-hmm. What's the problem on receiving?
They're going to be so happy that they were able to give something to Jew, and he accepted it. He accepted this camaraderie. That means we're building some level of relationship here. Maybe one day I could get him to be part of our cult here. So that's going to cause them to thank their gods even more. So that's the case. So Tosos asks, very beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, he asks the question, Vakasha. If it's usher to do business, it's usher to give gifts and receive gifts from these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Amas samchu ha'olam l'aseis v'laseis b'yom id ha'ovedes kochavim imahem. What's the world? What are we somech on that we do business with the goyim on their holidays? What's the basis? There's a mefurish mishnah that's usher to do this. It's usher to do this because it's going to cause them to give greater thanks to the gods. What's the basis? Now it's interesting to know the background of Tosfos. Tosfos was well known throughout all Shas. He never, rarely, I don't know all about Tosfos, of course, but oftentimes when there was a certain minhag that took place wherever the Baal Tosfos lived, he assumed that they were doing something correct. He had to figure out why they were doing what was correct about it. He had to justify their actions. But rare was he saying that they're doing something wrong. He says, since we're doing it, Maisim b'chol yom, he says many times, it happens all the time, we must be mutter. Well, what's the reason why it's mutter? So he asks, everybody's doing it. If all the yidden are doing it, it must be that it's correct, it's permitted to do it. Why are you allowed to do this? What's the heter if it's going against a mishnah in Avodah Zarah? So there are a number of heterim, which for the most part are going to apply across the board to almost every scenario of holiday gifts that we give nowadays, and let's go through one by one. The Ritva, among other Shom, bring a number of these different heterim. The first one's brought down as follows. The Ritva writes that whenever there's Eva, whenever it's going to create animosity, that they're going to be insulted, that if you don't give them the holiday gifts, so then one's allowed to give them gifts. So it happened just this morning, someone sent me an email, now a slightly different scenario, but he was sending out whatever profession he's in, he sends out these newsletters. And he wanted to know whether he could include happy holidays or whatever type of lashon to be used, because if he doesn't, this is what he said to me, if he doesn't include that, it's going to be insulting for them. He wanted to tell them he's going to be open over the next week, and if you need me, I'm available. But if he doesn't include happy holidays, they're going to be very, very insulted. Is that allowed? So based on this, Mishum Eva, if they're going to be insulted, you're certainly allowed to. But I said, avoid using, based on a later discussion, avoid using Christmas if possible. Just say happy holidays, and that would be enough. But because of Eva, the Ritva says you're allowed to do business with the Goyim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, during these 3 days and their holiday. The second heter that the Ritva brings down, which is also very applicable nowadays for the most part, is that the Kim Lon Begavaya, we know them well, Dilo Azil Omoda. We know that this is not going to cause them to thank their gods anymore because Dilo Chashiva Ban Payo Kulehai, by us giving them a gift, by us doing some business with them, that's not going to be so chashiv in their eyes, it's not going to cause them to do any greater thanks. So certainly nowadays, where most of the cases we're dealing with are not even over the Avodah Zarah, so even if you do have some type of religion, who you work with, who does worship Avodah Zarah, even that wouldn't be a situation. By you giving them a $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know what standard giving, but I'm just throwing out there, $25 is a reasonable gift. Okay. A nice bottle of wine, maybe. That's not going to cause them to thank their little idols because of your bottle of wine that you gave them. The third heter that the Ritva brings down, now this one is not so applicable nowadays, but it was applicable during the times of the Ritva at least, and the Rishonim, is because Mishum Chaye Nefesh, because the business was necessary. They had to live week by week, day by day. They didn't have a salary that they were receiving for the year. They needed each business deal was very, very important for them to live off of, and therefore because of Chaye Nefesh, we couldn't function without each business deal. There was a heter to do business with them. Now that's not so shaykh nowadays, depending on what business, depending on a person's finances, but for the most part, that's not a heter we could really rely on nowadays.
Retail, it is.
What?
I mean, if you're in retail, it's very...
It depends how much you need that business for that week.
I mean, usually they call... Yeah,
I guess for the end of the year, this is a big year.
This is the big week.
If you're selling...
Anything in those types of gift business, this is it.
True. Even if it wouldn't be Chai Nefesh, this is still the Iker Parnas of the year.
Or probably... Chocolates, whatever, all those things. This is it.
I hear. Fine, that's the third hetzer. The fourth hetzer the Ritva brings down is that the giving of the gifts, she'ein anu elo kimachnifin lahem. It's about really a relationship that you have with them, some level of flattery, some type of relationship. Someone just asked me before, right before Marav, that if he doesn't give the gift, it was almost like Eva, but he has a relationship with them. So we don't want to build relationships with Goyim, but at the same time, it's somewhat understood that friends give gifts, end of the year bonuses of some sort, and it's part of a camaraderie, and not because of they're going to receive it, it's a holiday gift, it's just end of the year bonuses, end of the year gifts, and therefore wouldn't be a problem of holiday gifts as well. The next heter, the fifth heter that's found in the Ritva as well, is because the only, what he thinks, and Tosus thinks this way as well, the only iser applies to something that is actually roi to be brought as a carbon. So that's, no one's bringing cows or sheep or whatever, they're chickens, birds, I don't think that's being given over as gifts. So therefore, anything nowadays would really be completely mutter, according to this understanding of the Ritva. Yeah, exactly. Same exact thing. No distinction. Now, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, giving wine, though, wine might be more of an issue because that, according to this answer at least, because they would use it as a nisach of some sort. But according to all the other answers, even giving wine would be permitted as well.
Flour, too.
Flour. I don't know. Would they use flour? Would they have an achos on the over there with the Zara? I don't know. I'm not that familiar.
See, but if we give it...
It no, doesn't mean that they do it.
What I'm saying... If it's roi, it means if it's fitting. So if it's fitting for us, then it's got to be fitting.
No one really gives flour.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying anything.
You give wine, right. Flour.
No, but I'm saying it's flour items.
Yeah, but that we wouldn't use.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be surprised if flour would be included.
Challahs, you know. Challahs. Somebody gave me that.
Challah, yeah?
Nice. Like in a little thing, like a Betty Stover or something like that. Like a bread in a little box.
That's a nice gift.
Okay, so how do we paskin in the end of the day? The Miri writes, very interesting lashon, the Miri writes, Shebizmanim Elu, these times that he lived in, Bizmanim Elu, Ein Shem Adam Nizar B'Devar Elu, no one that he knows where he lived was being noeg following these halachas. Af B'Yom Idam, even on the day of the holiday, no one was careful. Lo Gaon, Lo Rav, Lo Chacham, Lo Tam, Lo Chasir, Lo Mischasit, no single person, whatever these different terms referred to, no Gadol Hador during the times of Miri was makbid on this halacha. And they all did business, not only on the 3 days before, but even on the holiday itself.
Next question. The guy didn't have a problem doing business on the Yantif anyway. If you had a trading partner, so then they weren't that market on the...
I don't know. I'm not sure if they have an Isser Malacha on their holidays, but
I'm saying they don't have a problem actually transacting business. So to them, the problem, you know,
maybe it's a Mazel Tikka day for them. Right, they want to do business because it's a Mazel Tikka day. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe if you own a restaurant.
That is an interesting historical point, though. Historically, that sounds like they actually had their shops were open on their days of the holiday, as opposed to nowadays where everyone shuts down. That is interesting. Right. And you'll still, well, there'll be some shops that are open tomorrow. No, nothing?
Yeah, there's a list that just came out of the list.
Right? Yeah?
No, stores that were open.
But not
new, but I don't think.
After Chatzos?
Yeah.
Okay. So Trumas HaDeshen, one of the later Rishonim, he has a sefer called Trumas HaDeshen, and he wrote his own shaila to himself. And the shaila that he had asked himself was Bekama Yaros Nogin Hayehudim, there are many cities that the Jews were knowing to send gifts to the priests, to the heads of each of the religions, on the eighth day, Biyom Shmini Lid Nitl, eighth day of Nitl, which should be New Year's. Kishmishchat Shim Lahem Hashana, the New Year. Yesh Chashash, is here's Badavar Aloy. He wanted to know whether there is a concern to not to have such a practice, or it would be okay to continue to do this. So what the Chumash Hadeshin answers is that one should be very, very careful not to send mamish be'osa yom el yom kodem yom achrav. You shouldn't send on New Year's Day itself, rather the day beforehand or the day afterwards would be permitted. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen Paskin's like. But he says, the problem the Trumas HaDeshen says is he thinks, from his understanding of the goyim that he lived around, was that they're makbid to receive it afterwards, meaning they'd be very insulted if they received it the day after. On January 2nd, you missed my holiday. They don't want to accept it on January 2nd anymore, so he doesn't think it's an Eitzah to give the day afterwards. Because the whole idea he explains is similar to our Rosh Hashanah, it's a siman tov, it's a good, you have these simanim to have a very mazel dik a year. They also had these simanim to receive gifts on their New Year's. If it's the day afterwards, if you do simanim on the third day of Tishrei, it's not a siman anymore. You have to dafka do the dipping of the apple in the honey and having the rimon on Le Rosh Hashanah and the head of the fish. The day afterwards, it's already too late. He felt that was the same way in the eyes of the goyim, their New Year. So, Loyavar, exactly. Mishnah Megillah. But the day beforehand, he thought, if you have to choose, maybe the day beforehand could be a little bit better. As long as you don't do it on the day itself, maybe give it on December 24th. Today, if you have to choose, give it the day beforehand, or maybe January 31st, rather December 31st, the day before New Year's. Maybe that's the best Eitzah. So therefore, he says, what happens, let's say, so his advice is give it the day beforehand. Because he doesn't think the day afterwards is an option because they're going to be too insulted.
The day beforehand would be, for our purposes, December 31st.
Each one, exactly. Each one. The 24th and the 31st. He doesn't speak about the 8 days as being a continuous yontif. He thinks it's two, it sounds like, the two separate yamim tovim. Now, he does say, now in this scenario, let's say their holiday falls out, New Year's falls out on Shabbos. So you can't
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is on Shabbos, so you can't give it a day before him. He thinks Friday. He says Friday you can't send because Friday is 2 days before him. They're not going to be happy 2 days before him. So then you could already give on Sunday on New Year's Day itself because you have no other option. You can't give it January 2nd. That's too late. December 31st is on Shabbos. You can't send it on Shabbos. And December 30th is too early. So then you could give it on January 1st. That's what the Chumash Hadeshin says. So what's the bottom line now? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Yardaya Simen Kuf Memches, he writes, it's aser to send any gifts to Goyim on the day of their Chag, unless you know for sure that they're not Modeh B'Avodah Shachavim, and they don't worship them, it's completely permitted. And so too, he says, a Goy who sends to a Jew on the day of their holidays is also, one should not accept it, unless you know they don't worship Avodah Zarah. So you have to sit again to the question, well, do Christians, do Muslims, what's considered what those are? Oh, fine. Now, im chashash le'eva, let's say you're concerned that they're going to insult if you don't accept from them, so then you do the eitzah that the Gemara said, accept it from them, but throw it in the boar accidentally, and down the sewer accidentally, which is a hard thing to do. There's a well-known story of the Rashi's father like this. There's an article book, like a children's book. What?
Jewel.
The jeweler, right. He had this precious jewel that the king wanted. I'll just jump really quickly, and he didn't want to give it to the king because he wanted to use it as one of the eyes of the idol that he was making. And he refused to give it, and he insisted. He said, okay, fine, I'll give it in. I'll come with you. Let me come with you and bring it to the king. But then the guy, the shliach, wanted to see the jewel. He said, I'm not showing, I don't want to lose it. I'm protecting it. And he kept on insisting, and finally he said, okay, fine, on the boat ride, I'll show it to you. Come here quietly. I don't want anyone to see us. He shows him the precious jewel and accidentally drops it down to the depths of the water. He lost it. The shliach was crying. And the end of the story was that Eliyahu Navi came to Rashi's parents. They hadn't had children. They were very old. He said, because you did a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, you're going to be Zocha to have a big son, a big Talmud, a Talmud Chacham, a big Gadol, and turned out to be Rashi. So this is the Eitzah that he knew, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that he was able to apply that to here as well and to drop it accidentally. So that's the Eitzah to give.
You exchange it and get something else instead?
Yeah, if it's Asar Bahana, typically anything Asar Bahana, it would transfer to whatever you would twitch it for. But the point is that accepting it alone, it's not about your usage, it's really accepting it from them.
I got a sweater.
It's a.
Somebody give me a sweater.
Don't worry about it. Lamaise is not going to be an issue.
I would exchange just anyway to make it.
I got somebody send me a very, very nice bottle of wine.
Right. So we'll get the other heterim. Let's get this. So there might be more heterim for you guys.
Okay.
Yes, Avi.
What happens? Don't you think you get angry if you drop it?
Well, if you do it accidentally, you accidentally trip on a rock and then you crack the wall. Yeah.
Do it in front of them.
This way, because the reason why you do it in front of them is because they see that it's broken and you lost the item, they were not going to go back and thank their Avodah Zarah anymore. So you want to think it's accidental, because if you do it on purpose, they're going to be upset. But once they see that you're not going to get any hanah from it anymore, then they're not going to go ahead and thank their gods anymore.
If they do it and then they buy you a supplement, that's not the gift anymore. That's just a tashlumen of the gift.
Exactly.
You're okay.
Maybe. So, Shulchan Aruch says further, Bizman Hazeh says, Einam Ovdim Kochavim. No longer are they Ovdim Kochavim. It's based on the Gemara that says, and Rashi explains that it's minhag avoseinu biyadehem. Just like we have minhag avoseinu biyadehem, we keep 2 days of yontif because that was our minhag of our fathers. So do they do these types of services? They don't even know what they're doing, what they're even worshiping, but they're just following what their fathers and grandfathers had done. It's not really considered avodah zara nowadays, and therefore it's mutter to do business with them 3 days prior and the chag itself. Rama says, however, so that's good for the Sfardim. I don't see any Sfardim in the room right now. So Sfardim have a heter of doing business with them during these times. But Ashkenazim, Rama writes, if there's going to be Eva, if you don't give them a gift or you don't receive the gift, that's already a heter you can rely on. Because in the first place, there's really no concern as it is because nobody really does have Avodah Zarah. So if it's therefore best not to, but if Mishum Eva, you can accept the gift, you could give the gift. Mikol Malkum, he writes, Baal Nefesh, Yarachik mil smoach imahem. One should refrain from rejoicing with them. Im yuchal laso shelo yehelo eva bedavar. If you could avoid rejoicing with them with their parties, with their holiday parties, with giving gifts and receiving gifts, one should avoid as best as possible, unless there's an issue of eva. Says that applies both to Xmas. It applies also to sending, as he says, there's a lashon the Ramah. V'cheinim shalach doron lovi kochavim bizman hazeh biyom shmini shachar nitel shikaron. I'm reading a lashon the Ramah. New Year, he calls New Year, the first year, that too also is aser. So in the end of the day, Ramah paskins, what should happen is you should avoid doing any business, holiday gifts if best, as that's the best approach. If they're going to have, because of Eva, they'll be upset at you for not accepting and not giving them, then one's allowed to lichachila give it. Now, there is still one other Eitzah. This is what you mentioned to me from Willig. The Shach says, what about giving the day afterwards? The only Eitzah is the 3 days beforehand and the Chag itself. What about the day afterwards? The Shach quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin that says afterwards won't help because they're going to be insulted the fact that you didn't give them the present on the day of or beforehand. And it's not going to be effective. But as you pointed out from Rav Willig, Willig suggested nowadays they won't be insulted. And you said you actually had a mice like this once where they were very happy that you get like a second round of gifts. They get the first round of Christmas and New Year's. And then a week later, on January 7th, let's say, they get another round of gifts. They get very, very excited. They have more gifts. It actually won't create any Eva. It's going to create more Simcha. And not Simcha because they're thanking their gods because their holidays are over. But just about the, not insulting them. And that's probably the best day to.
It's not Eva, but it would, but the opposite. If you do it, it'll have Kiddush Hashem.
If you do it, it'll be Kiddush Hashem. I can't imagine, if there was no Eva, I can't imagine we would do Kiddush Hashem, violating a Vera, and it's a Derabbanan that is, to create a Kiddush Hashem, though. I don't think that would be enough reason to create something positive. It's to avoid something negative. Right, so that gets back to the Rosh Hashanah Kugel. In the Maisa, no one's doing Avodah Zarah. The Christians nowadays are not. Right. Yeah, they could be.
You're getting a Kiddush Hashem and you're not, you're doing maybe.
So I think the idea, maybe the understanding could be that the depth, the pneumius here could be based on that Rav Shlomo Kluger. That he explained, why is it Asa 3 days before him? Because there's this level of Tumah, this filth, this bad Sitra Acher that's present
Tumas
during
Teves.
These. Exactly. Tumas Teves. Also, Ish was born during this. So this idea, all this Tumah, that might be the idea behind that. That even though the Maisa, you're right, from all what we've seen, it sounds like there should be no reason at all to be concerned with such a halacha, but yet still, the Ramah quotes from the Ran, which a Baal Nefesh should be machmir and avoid it, based on what? There's nothing to be concerned. They're not going to, there's no one they're going to thank anymore. They're not worshipping Avodah Zarah. So perhaps, again, the idea might be that since there's so much Tumah during these times, that, oh, so Ish was born, that's a question, could you say his name or not? Now, Rosh Echter has said to me, he says J-E-S-U-S, he said the name Yashka, and it's completely permitted. My wife prohibits me from saying it. I'm not allowed to for that reason. But you're allowed to say that word because that was the name he was given at his bris. That was the name he was given by the Jews. It's a Greek derivation of the word Yehoshua, I believe. So it's permitted. What's more problematic is to say C-H-R-I-S-T. That represents him as being the Mashiach, the Messiah. That's more problematic to say that word. Then what about Christmas? Is that really calling him the Mashiach or not? That's a discussion in the poskim. Best to avoid it. That's why I try to say Xmas if possible. But the actual Yashka name in English would be permitted, in Greek I guess, would be permitted. I'm not allowed to say that. So that being the case, since Oso Ish was born during this time, and these Yom Tovim are during these times, there's so much Tumah in the air, as the Shlomo Kluger explained, maybe that's why it's best to avoid anything to do with them during these time periods. Again, even though halacha, it sounds like it's okay, it's best to avoid it because of the Tumah.
What about walking through the city?
What do you mean?
You know, they have all the windows and everything going on in the city. Just still do that?
Office building is like lights and trees and.
I'm saying, but to walk through, like they used to have, like I remember in Macy's or something, like all these.
Yeah,
like,
they have it, but it's not holiday theme. It's like
it's not anymore. Oh,
you know, they don't.
Even so, that they do it during holiday season.
Yeah, when Ted's walking down to right in front of Radio City, there's a whole thing.
Yeah, there's no issue in that. The issue is you can't walk into a church, you can't walk into a mosque, even though I have, but you're not supposed to. You're truly asur to. You're not allowed to, even the mission says you can't even walk down a street if the street only leads to a church or some other house of worship. You're not allowed to walk down that street if that's the only place you could go. Apparently there's one street in Manhattan that leads to a church. You can't go down that street. But that's only if there's a church there. But to walk where there are going to be these different holiday decorations, there's no issue in that at all. You shouldn't say, oh, how pretty that is. You shouldn't say it's a wonderful tree they have going there. Look at those lights. But you're acknowledging, you're showing some level of a praise to their worshiping.
So what if you don't wish them a Merry Xmas using the full name and they're going to be offended? Really?
If you say Happy Holidays, it won't be
Happy Xmas. Holidays.
Happy Xmas. Really
Happy Holidays.
No, but even Happy Holidays. There's somebody who I see on a regular basis who's I don't know how Lahavdil from he is, but he wishes you, Happy Hanukkah. So, of course it's coming to me before mine that you have to say. I was joking around with him once. He completely took it the wrong way. He's like, I don't understand. You're insulting by not...
Interesting.
I said, okay, I have no bread. But to me, it didn't make a difference.
So I saw a discussion that saying the word, the name Christ, that's certainly acknowledging that Yoshko is the Mashiach. That's a problem. When you say already Christmas, that's not acknowledging him as a Mashiach. You're just saying what they call it. It's a name that they call it. So it seems to be that there are heterim, certainly Mishum Eva, to say Merry Christmas. I mean, not really. It's already getting Merry Christmas already. You're engaging. You're like... That's wishing them a good happy. You're wishing them a happy and enjoyable Yom Tov.
This guy would be upset.
Right.
I mean, really upset if you said Happy Christmas.
It sounds like if that case, you probably would be allowed to then.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Shkoyach.